This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, respect for women. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shradi with me, Sister Zainab. And look, obviously the topic of being respectful towards women is a hugely important one in Islam. And I'll just talk about, for example, the attitude of one of the famous martyrs from Holland Defence, Ibrahim Hadi, because he had a particular sort of, let's say, version of this. So it was actually a very high respect for women. He was extremely careful. And look, for sure, I would say that all our martyrs behave like that. And obviously, even in our current society, so everyone who is obviously around us, amongst us, alive in this temporary world, though our martyrs are not dead, we must consider them alive. We all, inshallah, most of us, or all of us, have this sort of respect for women. But it's interesting to see how it's expressed in some people. So, for example, Ibrahim Hadi, despite many friends talking about marriage or maybe getting married, he actually showed no interest in getting married. And, you know, he was a young man. This is when he was probably in his early 20s. So it would have been very normal for him to consider getting married. So his friends were actually encouraging him to get married. His mother was encouraging him. And even when his older brother got married, he still wasn't talking about marriage for himself. And so he explained this. And this is actually, his attitude expresses a sort of very high concern towards women. So he said he didn't want to get married because he was going to the front. And so he didn't want to, in a sense, impose, I suppose, the distance, that solitude, that suffering on a future wife who was just going to be left on her own if he went to the front. Welcome back, Jade Zed, here on I'm Being Shradi with me, Sister Zainab. And I'm explaining the particular attitude that the famous martyr from Holland Defence, Ibrahim Hadi, had towards women in terms of not wanting to get married when he knew he was going to the front. See, he said that he would not get a wife until the war is over. And, you know, obviously, this is, what can we say? Because obviously, the idea of getting married, so people who get married, it brings benefits, so it brings sort of the comfort, companionship. So it is something that obviously is highly recommended. And so we could say that our ego, you know, is maybe also would have a tendency to want that, to have that companionship, to be together with the spouse. But obviously, Ibrahim Hadi's idea that he was aware that if he had a wife before he went to the front, then, you know, that wife would then be left on her own. So obviously he was going beyond this sort of idea of just thinking for himself, oh, nice it would be to actually be married. And he was just thinking only, at that point in time, he was really just thinking only about the possible future wife, the woman. How would it make her feel? And, you know, this is maybe not something we think about the whole time. Imagine when if we're thinking to get married, and then we sort of imagine, okay, so I'm going to get married, or I'm going to marry this particular person. And then on top of that, so it's not just about, oh, is this person suitable for me? Is this a good partner, a good possible spouse? But also then, how will that person feel if they marry me? Is this going to be good for them? So this is a different level. So maybe this is something we can also take on board in terms of just being really responsible because we want to know. Because when we marry, it's not just about feeling comfortable ourselves and having companionship. It should actually be also a regard and respect for the other person. How is it going to be for them? Are we good for them, in a sense? Or is that this marriage situation that we want, thinking of good for them? So inshallah, this is maybe some of us are actually thinking like that already. But I think this would be very valuable for all of us. So, and that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Iron Bingish Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.